More than 2,000 students are studying to become teachers at the University of Central Florida. Critics complain that teacher training programs like those at UCF are not recruiting top students, and graduates aren't prepared to lead a classroom. Next month, the Washington, D.C. group will release the first national education school rankings. But Florida education schools say students receive hundreds of hours of classroom experience and are working to improve their programs. State Impact Florida's John O'Connor has the story.
Professor Lee Ann Spalding and her sophomore education students are using an interactive whiteboard in a University of Central Florida classroom. A student scratches off an electronic lottery ticket to reveal coins underneath. Spalding says the coins are a chance to connect history and math lessons.
What I like about this, and the reason I shared this one with you, is because Abraham Lincoln is a historical figure that we often teach our students about. Look, I just held up a picture book about him. But then we can then connect it to math. Boys and girls, we're learning how to count mixed coins in math. I want you to recognize that on some of our coins, we have the presidents. What coin is Abraham Lincoln on? Daddy. Great. All right, keep scratching.
Spalding students plan to lead their own elementary classroom soon. But now, they're at the center of a national debate about the quality of college and university teacher programs. The Washington, D.C.-based National Council for Teacher Quality will release first-of-its-kind ratings for education schools next month. Council President Kate Walsh says school leaders have long complained new graduates weren't ready for the classroom.
This has been a source of frustration among public school educators for years, and there's a real problem there.
Walsh says there are two big issues. Education schools aren't recruiting top students. One 2007 study found the majority of teachers come from the bottom two-thirds of their class. Walsh wants schools to raise requirements, such as grade point average or entrance exam scores. Education schools also don't focus enough on practical lessons, such as controlling a classroom.
The first part is you have to raise the bar for who's allowed in. And the second part is you have to provide them with much better preparation and much more focused preparation on the needs of public school classrooms.
University of Central Florida education school officials say they are responding to those complaints. Brian Zugelder directs UCF's student teaching programs. Every graduate spends at least 800 hours in Orlando area classrooms.
One of the things about being in Orlando is we are positioned well because our students get experiences in rural, urban, and suburban settings. So we do give our students the tools that they need to be good teachers.
School officials say they ask students who aren't ready to teach to leave the program. A new center focuses on reading education. Staff is recruiting math and science students unable to find a job to switch to education. And a high-tech simulator helps young teachers practice with virtual students.
So, hey, Sean, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, well, I watched movies with my dad because my mom, she was out of town on a business trip, so my dad made chicken cacciatore, and we watched movies that my mom doesn't like.
I love chicken cacciatore. I'll come back to you in a little bit, Sean. Thank you very much. Hey, Ed, how are you, my friend?
The students each have a personality and react to the teacher's movement and questions. But the Council for Teaching Quality's Walsh says such training has limits. Teachers agree that they should recruit better candidates. But Stephanie Baxter Jenkins with the Hillsborough County Classroom Teachers Association says that will take better pay. Florida ranks among the lowest states in the nation for average teacher salary.
We obviously want to attract the highest quality professionals into the field of teaching. That is a longer term goal because we've got to do a lot to change the professionalism as well as the compensation.
Both Baxter Jenkins and Walsh say scrutiny of education schools and their graduates will increase as more states require teacher evaluations based on student test scores. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
This story was co-reported with Sarah Butch-Ramovich of the Hechinger Report, an independently funded unit of Teachers College Columbia University, covering education. You can learn more about teacher evaluations at the State Impact Florida website.